Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Reish Samach Zayin today and start Reish Samach Ches. And we had actually done the entire Siv Beis, Mechaber and Ramah, and we just have one Mishnah Berurah left to learn, which is an important one, Siv Katan Vav. We spoke out yesterday that when a person davens early on Friday afternoon, he takes Tosefer Shabbos and he davens early, so when he comes home, even though it's still light outside, the Mechaber said you can still eat Miyad. You don't have to wait till it's dark in order to have your Seuda. And we brought down that you might have thought that you have to have all three meals at night, because it does say in the Pasuk, Hayom, 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 three times, and you would think that you have to have it on Shabbos itself. So the Mechaber Pasuk, no, you can eat the meals even before it's dark. We brought down of Yesh Cholkin, there is an opinion that disagrees with that you should try to eat the meal after it's dark. And today we go Siv Katan Vav, Miyad. Vim Liachar Shispalo Marav. However, if you daven Marav, Ein Ad halaylo chatzi shor, it's close tonight. There's less than a half an hour between now and night. So then he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, as Os Yud in the Shaaret Zion says, Yesh lizor shlo l'haskel lecho. You shouldn't start eating then. What should you do? Elayamtin ado erev. You should wait till it's night. V'yachzo v'yikare kriyashma. You should reread kriyashma. Now is a chiyuv to read kriyashma d'oraisa. Below brachos, you don't have to say the brachos. And then now that you fulfill the mitzvah kriyashma v'achar kach yokum, then you're allowed to eat. Because according to the majority of poskim, you have not fulfilled your obligation when you said the Shema and the brachos of Kriyat Shema in the davening of Maariv earlier, so you haven't fulfilled your obligation of Kriyat Shema Balayla. However, he does bring down Miyu. If somebody is lenient with this and doesn't wait to eat, Ein Limchos Biyodo, you don't have to protest such a person's actions. The Yeshla Milismo, because there are those you can rely upon. All of this is for eating. I will eat in Kriyashma. However, in regards to repeating the Kriyashma, after you eat, certainly, Gufa, Duhu, Araisa, endless smoke. You certainly can't rely upon the Makal opinion that says you are Yotzi with Kriyashma. You should look to follow the majority opinion, which says that you aren't Yotzi Kriyashma before it's nighttime, and you should definitely repeat Kriyashma. Even if you're going to take a lenient opinion in regards to eating, and you're going to eat before you say Kriyashma, not wait to say Kriyashma and then eat, certainly, you have lenient opinions you can rely upon for that, but not for not repeating Shema. That you should definitely repeat. And you certainly should remind yourself after it's night that you should repeat all three parashas of Kriyat Shema to be fulfilling the mitzvah derais of saying Kriyat Shema Yomam Balayla. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, B'birchas Hashkiveinu, the bracha at night in Maariv Hashkiveinu, Einu chosim ba shomer amo Yisrael. We don't end it the way we normally do, shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad, which is the weekday ending, but on Friday night, Elokiv and Shegia le'uvetzel kinofecha tastireinu, when you reach in the Hashkiveinu to that pasuk, you should instead continue and say, Omer, and say, now here's Gears is a little bit different than ours, Ufros suka shalom oleinu v'ayushalayim irecha, we have a slightly different Gears in our davening, and we then conclude with the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, but not Shomer Amo Yisrael Lad. We say, Hapore Sukas Shalom Oleinu, V'al Kol Amo Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim. That's the proper conclusion on Friday night to this bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains why we change this around. And if you look in Siv Katan Zayin, he says, D'bishabbos Ein Tzrichim Shmira. On Shabbos, we don't need to say Shomer Amo Yisrael Lad. We don't need that Shmira on Shabbos. Shabbos itself is a Shmira. Ki HaShabbos B'atzmo, Hu HaShomer Osano. So therefore, the Shabbos suffices, so to say, with us not mentioning Shmira, Shabbos itself will do the job. Dishuf number 16 brings down, on Yontif, we don't have this reasoning. So the Prima Gavan writes, Bikol Mokom, in Omrim Bo, Shomei Amo Yisrael Wad, Shekivan Shem Mishanim Esatvila, B'Shabbos. As soon as we change around on Shabbos and say that's not the normal weekday way to end the bracha, if on Yontif you ended it with the weekday way to end the bracha, it will be a zilzul on Yontif, and therefore we leave it on Yontif the same way we do on Shabbos, even though technically the reason doesn't apply. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches writes, we say Ufros, Rotsu Lomar, De Gam Ki Kel Shomreinu Umatzelenu V'chule, Lo Yomar, we don't say that. Delo Ki Minogenu, but that's not our Minog. The Achronim Yishu Aminog, the Achronim explain both Minogim, why they're both acceptable. And again, we follow the Nusach that we're familiar with. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches writes, Hapori Sukas V'chule, if a person in fact said Shomer Amo Yisrael, then what should he do? And he said it tachas apuris sukas shalom. So im nitzkor tokedi dibur, if he remembers it right away, so then yomar miyad achar tevas load haporis uchule. So you just finished off Shomer Amo Yisrael load haporis sukas shalom aleinu v'akoyim Amo Yisrael. So then you can continue saying it. V'im shor kedi dibur. But if you already waited a period of time, it's called Tochidei Dibor, Hu Kidei Shomer Shalom Alecha Reb Yumori. Here, the Mishnah Berurah chooses to say it's the opinion that it's all four words. The issue for number 17 reminds us of the machlokas we had previously, where there is an opinion that says Shomer Shalom Alecha Rebbe versus Shomer Alecha Rebbe Yomori, the extra word. And normally we paskin Shomer Alecha Rebbe is called Tokidei Dibor. But here, even if you paskin Shomer Alecha Rebbe Yomori, it's Nishkeferelik. It's not a bad thing because you're not saying another bracha. You're just hitting on words. So it's better to be, so to say, makel in the sense that that's still called Tokidei Dibor because all you're doing is saying, Hapari Sukha Shalom Alein of a Kolomo Yisav Yerushalayim. You're not saying a bracha. So therefore, it's not terrible to say it even if you waited a period of time, the extra second for saying the word Umori. And he says, "Me'eis yasiyim tevos lad." As long as you haven't had longer than Shomer Alecha Rebbe Yomori from ending off the word Shomer Amo Yisrael Lad, ain't tzorech liyomer. But if you waited more than that, then you're not allowed to say it. V'lo yachzor od hapam. And certainly don't repeat the bracha. That would be a bracha of atola. The issue footnote 18 explains from the Hemek bracha, kiven she'eino nechshav shemishana mimabeya bracha. You really haven't changed the normal standard way Chazal set up the bracha, you're saying it the way they normally do. You just didn't do the change that they suggested you do over here, and therefore it's not called over here a reason that you have to go and repeat the bracha. If you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realize that you didn't say Yifros Aleinu before that, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, as well as the Tehillah LeDavid, Mikol Mokom Yachso Mapori Sukah Shalom. So even though you didn't have the right prelude to the Chasima over here, you are still allowed to say the Chasima as it's supposed to be, Hapori Sukah Shalom. Kivin Shigam HaNusach Shomrim B'Yom Chol, because even the Nusach of Shomar Tseisenu V'Enu Chaim Shalom Yatovi Adolam, Nikra Me'ena Chasima Somach L'Chasima Shal Shabbos. It's close enough that it's not cool that you didn't talk about the bracha, the Chasima, right before the bracha. Because Prisas Sukah Shalom Hiashmira, that spreading out, so to say, of the Sukah Shalom by a Kodesh Baruch over us, that is the Shmira that we normally are talking about. And therefore, it's Me'ena Chasima, it's close enough to the Chasima, even though you use the weekday Nusach over here, that you can now end off and say the actual Chasima of Shabbos. I hope that was clear. It's a little bit complicated. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Hamina Glomar Achasiyam Abracha. There is a very common custom to say, after you conclude the bracha of Amal Yisrael V'Yayu Shalayim, to say V'Shamu V'Nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos V'Gomer. Uvim Moadim, and on Yontif, we say V'Dabi Moshe V'Gomer. And on Rosh Hashanah, we say Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. And Yom Kippur, we say Kiva Yom Hazeh V'Gomer. And we say all these special insertions, and this is brought down in the name of the Prima Godim. There are those that don't say this. And you can see this in Dirshu Foot number 21, where he brings down the Das of the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, She'ein Lomar Shum Pasuk Liachar Ashkivenu. We don't say any of these Pesukim Yath Ashkivenu. He considers it a hefsik between Gula and Tvila. And in Eretz Yisrael, this is a very frequently held minhag, to follow the Gro. He brings down what happens if you normally do not say it. And now you're diving in a shul that does say it, so the Tzemach Tzedek says that you shouldn't say it with them. And if you're in a shul that doesn't say it, and you have the custom to normally say it, so Shlomo Zalman says, Eino tzorich liomer, you don't have to say it. According to those that disagree with the Gra and the Prima Gadim, who says that you are allowed to say these things, why is it not called the Hefsik? So also in Dirshu footnote 21, at the beginning of the footnote, he brings down that Amiras v'shamru Eino nechsheves lehefsik, based upon the tour, Shin Yonah Shalamira Zui Shmira Shabbos, because it's really talking about the same subject matter over here, Shmira Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem. Likewise, it's not a problem to add the special inserts for each yontif as well. There are no sekelim in the Gemara that discusses this that also mention that this was the way that they would announce what Shmona Esrei people should say. This would be a reminder, we're now saying Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar, make sure you say the Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei. Kibbe Yom Hazeh, make sure you say the Yom Kippur Shmona Esrei. Now we're clapping and telling you over here, Shomer Nesol, make sure you say the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the equivalent of the klap by the chazan or the gabbai on the Yomud to remind everybody to add the insertion, the special change in the davening that you're about to do. The issue for number 19 brings down that the bracha of Baruch Hashem Leolam Amin V'Yomein isn't said over here because the reason why it normally was inserted for latecomers, and on Friday night there are no latecomers to shul, hopefully, and therefore people aren't rushing in late from work as they are on a weekday because everybody stopped work early enough, so therefore there was no need to say Baruch Hashem Liolam, and once we don't say Baruch Hashem Liolam, so we likewise don't say Yiru Einenu. Dershavut number 20 brings down that one should have in mind when he says Shamru V'nei Yisrael Sa Shabbos to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush according to the Bir Halacha. That concludes Simon Reish Samach Zayin, and now we can begin Reish Samach Ches Din Hatoa Betvila Shabbos. If a person makes a mistake with the davening on Shabbos, So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and tells us, Omer Vayechulu Betfilas Arvis. You have to say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Vayechulu in the Shemoneh Esrei of Marv. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkan Aleph. The Omer Rav Hamnuna, Kol HaMispal of Yomer Vayechulu. If anybody goes and davens and says Vayechulu in the davening, Ki'ilu Nase Shutuf LeHakodesh Baruch Hu, B'maisa Bereishis. That, so to say, makes you a part with HaKodesh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. And he says, Al tikre vayichulu, ela vayichalu. Don't read it as they were completed, vayichulu, ela vayichalu, that they completed. Pirish meaning HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It means, so to say, that you and HaKodesh Baruch Hu are partners in the creation of the world. Nevertheless, he says, M'kol Mokum b'di'evit, after the fact, Imlo Amoro, Ein Machzirna. So if you forgot to say vayichulu in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Yishuvot number one brings down. If you remember before you Messiah the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, so the Chayyodim says that you should go back and say Vayichulu over there. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down. He says, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, because it's so obvious, of course you have to go back. You haven't said the bracha yet, so of course you go back. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'kol shekein l'didon, da'omim b'kiddush Vayichulu. Certainly, we're going to say Vayichulu anyway in the Kiddush, so we certainly don't go back. If you said the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, reading the Shemoneh Esrei, you certainly don't go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei to add Vayichulu. This is brought down in the name of the Prima Godin. Dear Shifut number two brings down, if you forgot to say Vayichulu in the Shemoneh Esrei, and you also forgot to say Vayichulu in the Kiddush, in that situation, even in the middle of a meal, you have to stop and say Vayichulu. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Bin Nusach Atoki Dashta." In the Friday night Shemoneh Esrei, we say Atoki Dashta. Tzorich lahavsich ma'at ben lishemecha and v'sachlis. You have to have a pause in between there, so it shouldn't chas v'sholom kidei shlo yeh kechozer lemala chas v'sholom. So it shouldn't look like chas v'sholom v'sachlis goes back on lishemecha. In other words, when you're saying Atoki Dashta yishomeshvi lishemecha, you've sanctified the seventh day in your honor, in your name, and then we say pause. Then say, Tachlis Masi Shemayim Oretz. That is the conclusion of your creation of the Shemayim and Oretz. But Rachmona Litzlan, if you would say, Lishmecho Tachlis, it would mean that your name, Chas V'Sholom, should be destroyed. Therefore, one should make sure that they pause in between the saying of those two words. Likewise, Uchein, Bivayichulu, Yavsik, you have to make a pause between Elohim and Uvein, S. And between the word Elohim, S, one should make a pause as well, so it shouldn't sound like Kfira. And this brought down the name of the El Yerabba. Then he concludes, Haminog Lomar, Bilel Shabbos, V'yanuchu Va. In the Shemoneh Esrei, on Friday night, we conclude with the words V'yanuchu Va. During the Shemoneh Esrei of the day, Uvayom, we say V'yanuchu Vo. And by Mincha time, V'yanuchu Vom. We go from the singular feminine form, Ba, to the singular masculine form, Bo, to the plural form, Bom. And he brings us down the name of the Shari Knesset Gedola, and the Shari Knesset Gedola brings down the explanation for this as well, which we can see in Deir Shufut number 4. Deir Shufut number 4 brings down that the gematria of Ba, Bo, and Bum adds up to 57. And this is connected to 57 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei that we normally would be saying on a weekday that we don't say on Shabbos. So we allude to that with this idea of Ba, Bo, and Bum. He then asks an interesting additional question. He says, how come on Shabbos we have a different nusach in the Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos mincha Shemoneh Esrei, Ato Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, and Ato Echad, as opposed to on Yom Tov, we always say the same nusach in all the three different Shemoneh Esreis. So he explains that on Shabbos, the Ato Kidashta is keneged the Shabbos of Bereishis, Yismach Moshe is keneged the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Ato Echad is keneged Shabbos Shel Asid Lavo. So each represents a different idea of Shabbos, and therefore we have three different nuschos. The Avudram brings down a different reason, and he says that we are analogized to a chasen kala relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ato Kidashta is a remez to Kiddushin. Yismach Moshe is a remez to Simchas Chasen Kala. Tfilas Musov is Tosefis Ksuba. And Ato Echad is the Yichud Bein the Chasen and the Kala. So each of them has a different representation in our relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore each has a different nusach. Tishah Fut number 3 has another explanation for why we say Bum in the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei Ayin Sham. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im Tov Yischu Tfilas Achol. If a person mistakenly begins to say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, Atochon Ein Liodem Das, after he concludes the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, as we pointed out many times, are always inviolate. Every day, we always say those same three brachos. We sometimes, during the Yom HaNarayim, for example, make slight insertions, but the basic text of the first three brachos is always the same, albeit there may be some insertions. So if a person mistakenly starts the fourth bracha, and instead of going into Ato Kidashta, he says, Atochon Ein Liodem Das. So Gomer Osa, then you, by halacha, finish off the weekday bracha of Atachonin. If you started the next one, you keep on going. You finish off the bracha that you started. Gomer osa bracha shenizka bo shetah. You finish off the bracha that you made the mistake in, and then you start from there. Umaskel shel Shabbos at the conclusion of the bracha that you made the mistake in starting. You finish that bracha. You don't see any other brachos, and you then go and go back to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. And lo shenor nizka bebirchas atachonein. It doesn't make a difference if you remembered it only during atachonein. Lo shenor nizka bebracha achas mishar brachos. So if you kept on going and only in refa'enu or slach lani, you suddenly realize that it's not a weekday. And this is true of bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, musaf u'mincha. The Mechaber says this is true for all the Shemoneh Esreis of the day. However, he then brings down the Yeshomrim, the b'musaf posek, afilu b'yemtza bracha. Musaf is different, which we'll explain why in the Mishnah Brura. And on musaf, you stop where you are and just go straight to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei of musaf. If you mistakenly started at the Chonein or even any other later part of the Shemoneh Esrei, you just stop immediately. You don't finish off that bracha. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Bays explains that the reason why that you finish off the bracha atamu debedinu deboil itzaluya yudches brachos b'shabbos k'mo b'chol. Technically, you were supposed to daven the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei even on Shabbos, and the reason why the rabbis didn't say that we should do this is because it's a tircha. Ulahaski kedusha sayom b'avoda. You should have really said a regular Shemoneh Esrei and just mentioned in the avoda k'mo b'rosh chodesh v'chol shemoyed. Like we say yalav yavod there, you should have said ritzei or some other acknowledgement of Shabbos. And it's only Rak Mishum covered Shabbos, lo atruchu rabbonim v'tiknu bracha achas emtzoyes l'Shabbos. And only it's not to have a tircha on Shabbos. And for covered Shabbos, we don't say all the middle 12, 13 bakoshos, and we just dive in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei nusach of a bracha. One bracha is the middle bracha. And therefore, b'di'evit, v'chein b'di'evit, sheyischol ha'bracha, gomer. If you did start saying the bracha about the chonin or any of the other brachos, you continue them. Shiruya lo min adim, because technically you're supposed to say it. And then, v'yachakach maschal ha'bracha mi'chedis l'Shabbos. And then you stop after that bracha, you don't keep on going, and you go straight to the Shabbos bracha. Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishmur says, v'u'adin l'chol zeh l'inyin yontif. The same halach applies on yontif as on Shabbos. If you started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on yontif, you continue that bracha, and when you conclude it, then you go and start the middle bracha of the yontif Shemoneh Esrei. The issue foot number 7 brings down when Yontif is on Sunday, so in Motzei Shabbos, instead of saying Atachon Antoni, you're supposed to say Vetodienu. If you made a mistake and you started to say Atachonain, so then the Aderis brings down Lo Yomar Atachon Antonu, Vegam Lo Todienu at that point. Ella, what you do is finish off the Brach of Atachonain in the regular Nusach of a weekday, not a Motzei Shabbos weekday, but a regular weekday without Atachon Antonu. Don't say Vetodienu there, and then when you start the regular middle Brach of the Yontif, you'll say in it Vetodienu. Tishuv number 5 brings down the fact that you're asking bakoshas on Shabbos would not have prevented us from saying the middle 12, 13 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because anything that is a regular set, so to say, nusach, you are allowed to say even on Shabbos. He explains that's why those that have the minhag to say the harachamans in benching, even though it's technically not part of the benching, and it's a tchina, it's a supplication, we normally don't say tchinas on Shabbos, they're allowed to say it as well, because it's a regular part of the benching. Likewise, when you say alokai, nitzol l'shnei ro, which has bakoshas in it, the Aruch HaShulchan says the same reasoning over here, it's seder atvila, and you're allowed to say it. He brings down other examples there as well, ayin sham. The issue number 6 brings down, if the shliach tzibur made a mistake, so the shalos tshuva sholom meisha brings down, he should stop in the middle of the bracha, because the tzibur never sent them up there to go do a mistake for them. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Sivka and Dali, the Mishmur says, the sfirulu by Musaf, lo shayach klal tfilas yudches brachos, because by Musaf, we never had the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Daf b'chol, in omrim rak sheva brachos, even on a weekday where you're saying Musaf, you don't say the 12, 13 middle brachos, you just have one bracha. And therefore, this opinion says, l'kach posik afilu b'emsa brachos, in the middle of Musaf, if you mistakenly started saying atachon, and you stop immediately. What's the explanation for the opinion that says you continue it? The first opinion said you do finish off Atachon and even Musaf. The B'nyavid got B'musaf in Hispalo Yudches Brachos. V'rak Hosef Bov V'nasel V'necha Kovaseinu B'smidei Yom or B'kar B'musaf. If you just say a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but you mention something about Musaf, you would be Yotzi there as well. As we will learn, Kedisa B'sif Dalet. And therefore, Lakach Gan La Shayach B'nyavid HaBracha Shulchol. Therefore, if you made it by mistake, say the weekday, you could, according to the first opinion, even conclude that bracha. Finally, Sifkat and Hey, Postek Afilu, according to the second opinion, you stop in the middle of Musaf, the Kain Pasu Achron, this is the way we in fact Paskin, Mishum Sofik, Bracha Levatola, because of this idea of when you're in doubt about saying a Bracha, better not to say it. So since there is this Machlokis, should you or should you not finish the Bracha, we Paskin Sofik, Bracha Slohakel. That concludes today's Shir.